Thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Hi, Kyra. My name is Mary Lee, and I was checking my bank account this morning, and there was a charge on my card to you through your company or whatever it is. I have no idea. So what's the name of this company?
Well, with that being said, ma'am, we are a third-party call center that handles over 100 different products. May I start by getting your zip code today, please?
My zip code's 228.
Your zip code is 228?
I'm sorry. My zip code is 39540.
What's your first and last name, please?
Mary Lee.
Yes, ma'am. For security purposes, can you verify your mailing address, please?
314 Barkwood Circle, D'Iberville, Mississippi.
Okay. Thank you so much for verifying the information, ma'am. One moment, please, while I view the count. Okay, ma'am, with that being said, do you remember paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes entry to win a KitchenAid mixer?
I do.
Okay. Well, with that being said, ma'am, that payment for that sweepstakes, ma'am, it enrolled you to one of our meal planning apps where you can create meals, how many meals you want to consume a day. So basically,
I didn't sign up for anything like that. I didn't sign up for anything that was going to charge my account, but for $2, that's all I added.
Yes, ma'am. When you put in that $2 for that entry to win that product, it automatically enrolls you to the meal planning app, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I don't want that.
Okay.
I don't need that.
With that being said, ma'am, do you know anyone else today would like to try our meal planning app for $20 a month?
I don't.
With that being said, ma'am, I have canceled you for any more future charges. Would you like to write down your cancellation number today?
Yes, please.
Am I ready, please, ma'am?
I'm ready.
C as in Charlie, 920-757-595.
Okay, and are you going to, because I disputed this with my bank, because I didn't agree to that.
Well, with that being said, ma'am, since you disputed with your bank, ma'am, you're going to need to call your bank and drop the dispute, and then have your bank call us, verify that you have dropped the dispute, and then once we have them on the line, ma'am, we're more than happy to offer you a refund, ma'am.
Okay, so in order to get this, the mixer, you were charging me $6,600 and what was it? I mean, $59.89 for some meals?
Meal planning app.
A meal plan app.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and I would have never agreed to that. So, y'all took advantage of me on that.
I wouldn't say take advantage, ma'am, because it did stay in the term condition that you will be obligated to sign up for a meal planning app.
I didn't see that. Because I would not have done that if I'd have seen that. It's in the little teeny tiny tiny writing that nobody can see, right?
No, ma'am, it's in the bottom in big letters.
If you look at it on your cell phone, it's teeny teeny tiny and a blind person like myself can't see it. I mean, I don't have, I draw social security. So I don't have money to give to people like you for stuff like that. I can cook my own meals. I don't need an app to show me how or whatever.
Yes, ma'am. So I understand you're stating.
So you just take me off of that? Just, you know, cancel anything that you have for me there. I don't need the mixer. I don't need anything you got.
Okay, ma'am, you have been canceled, ma'am, for any more future charges. I have provided cancellation number to you, ma'am, also.
Okay. Yeah, I have that number. I gave you, you gave me the cancellation number, so I have that.
Okay. Hey, is there anything else I can help you today, ma'am?
That'll be it.
Hey, thanks, Conker Square. Have a great day.
You're welcome.